Tale Bot. Create custom stories for kids.
Eduardo and the Dragon's Whimsical Yeti Friend. A special bedtime story for Eduardo. In the heart of a bustling village, where wooden houses huddled together like a family against the cold, lived a young boy named Eduardo. With dreams larger than the great mountains that cradled his village, Eduardo spent his days running through the meadows, his wooden sword swishing through the air, mimicking the great Viking hunters of old. Yet, Eduardo harbored a secret dream, one that danced in his heart with the flames of adventure. He longed to meet a dragon. The villagers spoke of dragons with fear, telling tales of their fierce fire and mighty wings. But Eduardo, with the innocence and curiosity of youth, wondered, what if dragons are misunderstood? This thought was his constant companion, whispering to him through the rustling leaves and the bubbling brooks. One crisp autumn evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the sky with hues of orange and pink, Eduardo ventured into the forest. He had heard tales of a young dragon seen in the depths of the woods, and his heart yearned to discover the truth. With each step, his excitement grew, but so did the shadows that danced between the trees. Suddenly, a soft whimpering caught Eduardo's attention. Following the sound, he discovered its source, a young dragon, its scales shimmering in the moonlight, caught in a net. Eduardo approached cautiously, whispering soothing words. To his astonishment, the dragon's eyes showed not anger, but fear and gratitude. With a brave heart and steady hands, Eduardo freed the dragon, and in that moment, an unspoken bond was formed. But their newfound friendship was soon to be tested. A rumbling in the distance grew closer, the ground trembling beneath their feet. From the shadows emerged a figure, large and imposing, a yeti, known to the villagers as a fearsome creature of the mountains.
Talebot, tailor-made tales for your child's dreams.
Eduardo stood protectively in front of the dragon, but what happened next took him by surprise. The yeti, with a gentle touch, checked the dragon's wings and gave a soft grunt, a sound of care and concern. Eduardo realized then that the yeti, much like the dragon, was misunderstood. The yeti had not come to harm, but to help. It turned out that the yeti had been watching over the young dragon, ensuring it was safe. The villagers' tales, Eduardo saw, were woven from misunderstandings and fear of the unknown. Together, Eduardo, the dragon, and the yeti ventured back to the village. With each step, Eduardo's heart swelled with a mission, to share the truth. As dawn broke, painting the village in a soft light, Eduardo told his tale. He spoke of the dragon's gentle nature, the yeti's kindness, and the friendship that bore no bounds of fear. The villagers listened, their hearts opening to the possibility that there was more to these creatures than the tales of old. It was a day of new beginnings, where fears were replaced with understanding, and the village welcomed two new friends. Eduardo had not only fulfilled his dream but had also taught his village the most valuable lesson, that friendship knows no bounds, and understanding dispels fear. The young Viking, who aspired to hunt dragons, became the bridge between worlds, uniting hearts and forging bonds that would last a lifetime. And so, under the watchful eyes of the stars, the village slept peacefully, a testament to the power of friendship, understanding, and the courage to question the stories we are told. Eduardo, our young hero, slept soundly, his dreams filled with adventures yet to come, in a world where fear turned to friendship, and legends were rewritten with love. The end.
Created by a kid and their parent using Talebot, click the link in the video description to create your own story.